cannot wait for this district meet, Coach, on Tuesday. Going to be up there and do my Raider reports there on the press box there, Ogallala, and going to be a great meet. For your team, girls and boys, this has been, talk about it, a great spring for these kids, hasn't it?
It has been really good. You know, we don't have a lot of depth on our boys team, but we do have four boys who are just kind of dominating on the top level, you know, and that's been a lot of fun to watch this season. And with our girls, we have a lot of young girls who are doing a really good job just improving their times each week and, you know, seeing all the hard work pay off. And even some of our upperclassmen are doing really well with training and getting their times right around where they want to be at this point.
On the guys, of course, you look at the not only Class B charts, but the state charts and the hurdles, both the hurdles and the relays. My gosh, your guys' relay teams have been outstanding the last couple of weeks, haven't they?
They have. It's been a lot of fun. You know, early on in the season, we weren't quite sure what we were going to do with relays. In fact, we had, you know, a few different guys on the team, and all the coaches got to talking, and we said, you know what, we need to see what we can do with these four. And it's definitely been beneficial for them, for, you know, everything. You know, it's been a ton of fun, and they are, all four of them are really competitive, and obviously very motivated to do well too.
That Best in the West Classic was outstanding to watch, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I, you know, and the coaches were all just saying we've never seen a 4x1 and 4x4 get that intense. You know, you see basketball games, football games, you know, those team sports get really, really intense when it comes down to the wire, but you don't see that all the time with track and field, so that was a lot of fun to see.
And boy, to have two guys in the 39s and the 300-meter hurdles, you just don't see that a lot.
No, I tell you what, I'm pretty lucky. I actually get to coach all four of those boys, and they all get along so well. They push each other every day. You know, they're obviously very competitive with each other, with their opponents, but they're very competitive with themselves every time they want to improve on their previous times. And they don't care who wins. They just want to see each other do well. They want themselves to do well. And that's the best part about that group of boys.
Were there some school records that fell this year in the relays and hurdles by those guys?
Yes. Actually, our 4x1 at Western Conference went down, and then, of course, we beat it again at Best of the West. And then our 4x4, we weren't quite sure if they were going to be able to get to that. And we found some extra motivation at Best of the West, and they went out and killed it. They did so well. We beat the record by a couple tenths, which still a record. You know, even if it's 100th, it's still a record. So those two relays fell, and then, of course, the 300 hurdles. That one's been broken a few times by both Rhett and Malachi.
I'm sure those guys, no question, get a lot of attention, but I'm sure there's some others on the team that you're maybe, you know, are improving each and every meet, and you're hoping they can get some PRs at least here in this district meet.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's the one thing that I tell the kids to focus on is, you know, don't worry about what place you're getting in a meet. Don't worry about, you know, how many points you're getting for the team. That part really isn't what matters, you know. When it comes down to it, are you improving on each mark you've made from either one meet to another, or if you look at last year's meet to this year's meet, you know, that's what we want to look at. And some kids have really embraced that and have understood, oh, okay, that makes more sense. You know, that's what I should look at instead of, oh my gosh, you know, last year my PR was this and I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, some of the younger kids have a harder time with that because they, you know, once they go from middle school to high school, there's kind of that dip with some of their performances, you know. But for the most part, seeing lots of PRs with our younger kids and maybe not as much with our upperclassmen, which is typical, but it is fun to see the kids grow and do really well.
On the girls' side, you got a 4x8. I know that's second to McCook. You're hoping for good things there. A high jumper and I think a thrower or two that aren't doing too bad this year.
Yeah, I know McCook's 4x8 is really, really tough. You know, our distance coach has been kind of playing with things all season, just trying to figure out who's going to be on that 4x8 team. He's going to try to compete with McCook as much as he can. We may not be able to beat them, but he definitely wants to get the right girls in there to at least pull off a second to get into state. And I think he's found the right combination of girls to be able to do that. And with our high jumper, she just PR'd at the Best of the West, so she's really excited and feeling good about herself. She's looked great all season. She's changed a lot of things, you know, personally and physically, that has helped her tremendously. And then our thrower, who, you know, she's kind of a quiet person there. She doesn't, she's not too flashy, you know. She PR'd by 2 feet at Best of the West and, was very excited about it, even though she really didn't show it a lot. But, it was fun to see her, make huge, huge gains in the throws. So I hope to see her do really well there. It'd be cool to get her down to state.
And Demi Ferguson, also another young lady in the quarter, 62. It's that 400 meters is going to be brutal against the boys. Some good runners in that one.
It is, you know, and the other day we were kind of joking with her that, yeah, you're going to run a 61-62, and she's like, oh my gosh, no way, and she ended up running a 62, and, you know, she definitely has it in her to run that fast, if not faster, and, you know, the good thing is with our district and with our area, there are some really, really good girls who will push her, and you know, we just tell her, hey, you might not be able to beat them, but hang with them, you know, let them kind of pull you along. And I think she's figured that out.
Yeah, going against the Garings and the Sydneys and the Scotts Bluff week in and week out, sometimes these meets just makes you better, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and sometimes you get tired of seeing them all the time, but when the competition is that good, it is good for the kids, you know, and it's just like in any other sport, you know. I'm the head volleyball coach as well, and so when you play teams that are really good, you know that it's going to make them better, and, you know, that's the best thing for the kids, is to be able to compete against some of the best athletes, and they know that it makes them better.
Well, hopefully a lot of the success this year can get in the minds of those junior high kids, and they can build and say, hey, we want to be just like those kids, and your numbers will be picking up hopefully in the next year or so.
Definitely. You know, we had a huge senior class last year, so our numbers really dropped from last year to this year, which was fine, but and it didn't help that we had only one freshman boy come out, but it's a small, small class of boys. But, you know, looking at our junior high kids, they had a really, really good season. I know a lot of kids are pretty excited to come up to high school. And, you know, honestly, with what our girls are doing, with the boys especially, I think some kids are really excited to come up and try to be a part of that.